Hello and welcome. It is day seven of the Clarity Cleanse. I am Kaylin Asher. And since day seven is landing on a Sunday, I wanted to do something that was super restorative, super restful, really taps you into the calm that you so very much deserve. And if you had a busy week, you're really going to love today's practice. And the practice today is to stop everything for 5 minutes. Again, if this feels like, how can I even find 5 minutes to do that? I would recommend that you use your handy dandy phone timer to give yourself that safe container of 5 minutes so you know that you're not going to fall asleep and be out of it for too long. You know, if that's a fear that your week's been that tough that you might just fall asleep. But I would love for you to gift yourself 5 minutes of rest. There's a reason that at the end of every yoga class, we end in Shavasana, which if you're unfamiliar is basically just stillness. You lie in stillness on your back, palms up, feet flopped outward, just totally comfortable for I would say 5, 8, sometimes 10 minutes at the end of a yoga class. Today, we're going to aim for 5 minutes. And it's a really beautiful thing. Rest gives us a chance to integrate. Over the last few days, I've done my best to keep these practices really short, really sweet, but potent and actionable. And so it's nice to, even during something that can feel so restorative, to still give yourself true stillness and true rest. And so if now is a good moment to do that, I would love for you to, right after this audio ends, to set your phone timer for 5 minutes and give yourself those 5 minutes of rest. I personally would recommend that you either lie on the floor, you know, fully flat on the floor, palms facing up, or on your bed if that's more comfortable for you. You can do this in a chair. You could do it, I know I've mentioned it before, but if you happen to be out in the world and that's the quietest place you can find is maybe in your parked car or maybe even in a park, sitting on a bench, something like that, where you know you're not going to be disturbed by your day-to-day life. You could do it in either of those places too, but I would really suggest if you can find a spot where you can lie down, that would feel the most restorative and the most relaxing and the most calming for mind, body, soul, all of that. So I hope you enjoy this. I hope that this sounds like a little gift that you can give yourself and not something that's just added to your to-do list. And like I said before, if you can do it immediately following this audio, that would be the best time because even 5 minutes can be a challenge to find as the day progresses. So if this is landing for you in the morning or early in the day, get those 5 minutes of rest in separate from your evening rest. This isn't something necessarily to do right before you're going to bed because that's a time when we're winding down anyway. This should be a separate thing, a little gift to yourself, a break in your day, a quieting of the mind just for you. And so after you're done with that, I would love for you to journal about it. What came up for you? Like, was this, I remember when I first started going to yoga class, probably a decade or more ago, Shavasana was really a challenge for me. It was really hard to lie in stillness. I didn't get it. So if you're at that place, that's totally cool. And there's something to be learned from that. So you can write about that. If it felt amazing, you can write about that too. If insights came or, you know, some kind of visual arrived for you, whatever it is, journal about that and then hop into the Facebook group. Let me know how this went for you, how 5 minutes of rest, 5 minutes of Shavasana felt in your body, felt for your mind, and what it gave to you today. And then I will be back with a really interesting practice for you tomorrow. So enjoy your day of rest, and I'll see you tomorrow morning.